This audio is machine generated. Please excuse any mispronunciations. Making the Case for Scripture Memorization by Jeff Randleman. For many years, the discipline of memorizing scripture has been on the decline. The reasons for this are many and are probably as varied as there are people who resist the practice. One common excuse people frequently have is some variation of, "My memory isn't good enough to memorize anything." And yes, this discipline may be difficult, but no more so than any other new practice until one really gets the hang of it. More recently, the advent of digital tools, search engines, apps, and even artificial intelligence has further degraded our ability to focus enough on scripture to commit it to memory. Such tools may be helpful and excellent resources for study. AI has yet to prove itself in this area, but they can easily become a crutch, and we may too easily depend on their convenience and availability rather than doing the hard work of study and memorization. In addition, the decline of biblical literacy among Christians contributes to the problem and suggests that the problem lies less in our ability to memorize and more in our ability to comprehend God's word deeply. After all, if we cannot understand what we study, what would motivate us to commit it to memory? For these reasons and more, the act of scripture memorization often feels outdated and unnecessary. For many, it's not only rejected or ignored, it simply never even occurs to them to memorize God's word. Yet this discipline, when practiced faithfully and regularly, would create a generation of biblically literate and spiritually mature disciples who draw close to the heart of God. Biblical memorization is a biblically grounded spiritual discipline that contributes significantly to our spiritual formation, making an impact in virtually every area of life. A biblical foundation for memorization. The Bible itself has a lot to say about ingesting God's word and making it a formative part of life. While the Bible never directly commands us to memorize scripture, it consistently calls us to study, internalize, meditate on, and recall God's word. In both the Old Testament and the New, God's word is presented as not just information to be taken in, but as truth to be taken in and obeyed, so that we might be spiritually transformed by it. Memorizing scripture is a natural consequence of loving God and pursuing His wisdom in our lives. The call to memorize scripture is given very early in God's covenantal relationship with mankind. From the very beginning, God expected His word to occupy a central place in the lives of His people. In the Old Testament, one of the clearest examples of this is found in the book of Deuteronomy, and one of the most familiar passages to the ancient Israelites. In what is called the Shema, from the Hebrew word to hear or to listen, Moses instructs, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart." Deuteronomy 6, 4-6 ESV. This is more than just a casual understanding of God's word. In the Hebrew mind, the heart was the center of thought, the will, and even of affection. God's word was not just meant to be written on a scroll for occasional use in public worship. His word was meant to become an integral part of the daily life of every person. Moses continues, "You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise." Deuteronomy 6:7. God's word was to infiltrate every single area of life. It would be difficult to speak so naturally and consistently about God's word unless it was internalized into the daily rhythms of life. Later, Joshua received similar instructions from the Lord. "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it." Joshua 1:8. The relationship between meditation and obedience is noteworthy here. Memorization would be a likely result of having a deep and intimate familiarity with it, as it could then be quickly and easily recalled for meditation. Old Testament references to memorizing God's word are too numerous to list completely here, but one additional passage from the Psalms bears mentioning. Psalm 119:11 is frequently used to support the need for this spiritual discipline. "I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." Here, internalizing God's word is connected to moral obedience. Storing up scripture in our hearts helps us store up the resources we need to avoid temptation and remain faithful to God.
In the New Testament, we can see several passages that point us toward memorization as a useful habit. But perhaps the strongest argument is simply found in the example of Jesus. Over and over, the Gospels present Jesus quoting scripture without referencing any scrolls or books. One such example of this is seen clearly in his temptation in the wilderness. 3 times, Satan seeks to entice Jesus to step away from his mission. And all 3 times, Jesus responds with scripture. Matthew 4, 1-11, Luke 4, 1-13. Later, Paul would encourage the Colossian believers to let the word of Christ dwell within you richly. Colossians 3:16. Again, even though a direct command to memorize God's word is not found in the Bible, there are several passages that assume such a level of saturation in scripture that seem to assume this is a habit we should implement.
Benefits of memorizing scripture.
If biblical memorization is so highly encouraged in scripture, then it follows that there must be an important purpose for it in the life of a Christian. God's word is living and active, Hebrews 4:12, and profitable for teaching and instruction, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. His word is also the primary means through which God shapes the lives of his people. By memorizing scripture, we put ourselves in the path of the transforming influence of God's word. And while memorization does not guarantee spiritual maturity, it does create a space where the Holy Spirit can do the work of transformation in us to look more and more like Christ. Romans 8:29. In this process, we find several benefits.
Memorization strengthens our ability to resist temptation.
The Bible often serves as a defensive weapon against sin. The psalmist writes, "I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." Psalm 199:11, emphasis added. It's notable that the psalmist doesn't say that reading scripture or even just possessing scripture protects us against sin. It's the storing up of scripture within our hearts that does this. When we internalize God's word, it strengthens us, it shapes our conscience, and it helps us understand and align ourselves with God's character and commands.
This is the example we see in Jesus in Matthew 4. When Satan tempted him, he responded, not by grabbing a Bible and looking up passages, but with passages that had already been instilled into his life and mind. Temptation usually arrives unexpectedly, and most of the time, we don't have the margin to search for a passage to help us face it. But when Scripture has been committed to memory, the Holy Spirit can bring it to mind in those moments, equipping us to respond faithfully with God's truth in hand.
Memorization deepens our communion with God.
Biblical memorization enriches our relationship with God by providing passages for continual meditation and examination. Scripture frequently connects these two concepts and often describes it in terms of delight. Take Psalm 1, for example. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. Psalm 1, verse 2. Joshua is given the same instruction, Joshua 1, verse 8, to meditate on God's law day and night. Meditation is different from just reading God's word. While reading introduces God's truth, meditation allows it to penetrate deep into our lives through continual reflection. Memorization is a huge help to this process because it allows us to ponder a passage throughout the ordinary moments of the day, such as driving to work, fixing dinner, or working out.
Memorization enriches our worship. In my own personal experience, I have found that memorization helps to enrich both my personal and corporate worship. Throughout history, this has also been the case. Worship has been saturated with God's word. Israel sang the Psalms and spent much time remembering what God had done in their past. The early church also remembered God's actions and were encouraged to sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, Ephesians 5:19. In Colossians, Paul encourages the believers there to let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Colossians 3:16. It's worth noting that worship flows naturally from Scripture, dwelling richly within us. A heart filled with God's word overflows in praise. In a more personal way, memorized passages have sprung to mind at various times in my life, reminding me of God's goodness, of his majesty, and of his love. Reminders such as these have led to incredible moments of spontaneous personal worship. Memorization increases our understanding of truth. In our current context, this may be one of the most important reasons to memorize God's word. In our world today, we can encounter a huge variety of competing ideologies and worldviews. Each of these may have a distorted view of Scripture, or they may contradict it completely. Without a firm grasp of biblical truth, believers can become increasingly vulnerable to deception. Memorizing Scripture strengthens our understanding of God's truth as we recall specific passages and continue to meditate on them. When we remember God's word, we can compare it to what we hear from the world around us and measure those things by the standard of God's truth. And the more we memorize, the more we have in our arsenal to combat the competing philosophies we may encounter. Memorization equips us for ministry. Scripture memorization is also useful for ministry, and especially in the area of evangelism. Paul reminds us that faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ, Romans 10:17. Later, Peter instructs us to, in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, 1 Peter 3:15. To effectively share our faith, we often need to explain and apply Scripture. But we may not have a Bible handy to rely upon when we encounter opportunities to do so. Memorizing key passages can help us to be ready to share the gospel naturally and to encourage others as we do so. Additionally, the more we know God's word, the easier it is to make connections as we share with others. This could be in a teaching role, or it could occur in normal daily conversations. The more Scripture you have memorized, the easier it is to be ready when you have an opportunity to share it. Memorization sustains us in suffering. Finally, memorization of God's word strengthens us in seasons of trial and suffering, from persecution to health challenges, from grief and loss to the decline caused by age. When God's word is rooted deeply in our hearts, it can come to mind more readily. The Psalms repeatedly turn to God's promises in times of suffering. This is my comfort in my affliction, that your promise gives me life. Psalm 119:50, Comperted 119:92. God's promises can become our anchor because they have already been internalized long before suffering arrives, providing peace, hope, and courage. Common objections to memorization. In spite of the long list of benefits of Scripture memorization, many Christians seem hesitant to attempt it as a spiritual discipline in their lives. The reasons for this are many and vary from person to person. Here, we will not attempt to cover them all, but we'll address a few of the more commonly expressed objections and excuses.
I can just look it up.
In this digital age, this may be the most common objection to Scripture memorization. It seems as if almost everyone has access to a Bible through their phone or other digital device. Why devote time and energy when access is almost instant? The answer is simple. Access is not the same as internalization. Owning a Bible or accessing one through a digital device in my pocket does not mean that the truth of Scripture has infiltrated my thinking and affections. For my worldview to be shaped, God's word must dwell richly within me, Colossians 3:16. Digital tools may be valuable resources, but they are not the same as allowing our minds to be transformed by God's word, Romans 12:1 and 2.
I'm not good at memorizing.
Another common objection for many is that they believe this is too difficult, or they lack the necessary skill or ability to memorize Scripture. While this may be more difficult for some than it is for others, Scripture presents meditation and internalization as ordinary practices meant for all of God's people and not just the exceptional gift for a select few. Psalm 119:15. It's helpful to remember that this is a discipline and that it requires time and practice to be developed. Even a few verses memorized is meaningful progress. The value of memorization is not found in the number of verses memorized, but in the growth achieved by internalizing God's word over time.
Understanding is more important than memorization. A third objection argues that comprehension is better than memorization.
In other words, it's better to understand biblical concepts than to commit specific verses to memory. But this misses the point that memorization and comprehension are not competing practices, but complementary ones. It is true that rote recitation of passages may not be very meaningful, but it is also true that familiarity leads to deeper understanding. Memorization without understanding may not produce much spiritual fruit, but understanding without memorization is often shallow and easily forgotten. Together, they can inform both belief and practice and help us grow spiritually. Memorization leads to legalism. A fourth objection is that memorization may foster pride or legalism, resulting in simply accumulating verses instead of leading to genuine transformation. But this could be true of any spiritual practice if we use it to pursue God's favor. The problem is not in the discipline, but in the motive behind it. Scripture consistently presents obedience as a response to God's grace and love. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." Memorization should be viewed the same way, not as a way to earn any sort of acceptance from God or the church, but as an expression of love for a God who wished to communicate clearly with his people. Strategies for incorporating the discipline of memorization. Recognizing the value of biblical memorization is only the first step. Sometimes the greater challenge is putting this discipline into practice in our lives. That can be tough to do because we live in an era that is filled with constant distractions and information overload, and our limited attention can be severely stretched. We are accustomed to passively scrolling, but memorizing scripture takes intentionality. And while this discipline doesn't require any special ability, it does require consistent and deliberate engagement with God's word. Memorization at the personal level.
Since consistency is the key, if this discipline is new to you or seems tough, begin small. Don't start off with a large section of the text, but with something more manageable, so you can start to build a rhythm of memorization. Choose a meaningful passage. This could simply be a verse or two, and set a goal of having it committed to memory by the end of the week, or perhaps two. Repetition is key. Read it aloud, write it down, and review it often. One of my practices has been to write my verse or passage onto an index card and stick it in my front pocket. Every time I stick a hand into that pocket, I'm reminded that I have a passage to memorize, and my rule is to pull it out and either read it or recite it a few times. You can also use more modern resources, and there are many apps available that you can download and use on your phone or tablet. Pair your memorization time with meditation and prayer. Remember, the goal is not to rack up an impressive list of verses committed to your memory, but to allow the word to permeate into your life and transform you more into the image of Christ. See Romans 8:29, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Memorization as a family or in the home.
The family has always been a primary place for the teaching of God's word. Moses instructed Israel, "You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise." Deuteronomy 6:7. This suggests that our engagement with Scripture is not meant to be only on our own, but also in the context of everyday life. Families can follow this principle by memorizing passages together in a variety of ways. In our family, each of our kids takes a verse to memorize for the month, but they are also responsible for leading the other kids in memorizing it. In that fashion, our four kids memorize four different verses each month, usually with a theme or parts of a larger passage. It has proven to be very effective for our family. Don't think that as parents, we get a pass. We memorize these passages right along with our kids too. Memorizing God's word is valuable for every age.
Memorization for the church. In our corporate gatherings, we often emphasize reading through the Bible or studying it together, but we rarely give attention to memorization. Perhaps it's time to start a practice of memorizing passages as a church body. This could be a whole church initiative or be more focused through Sunday school classes or small groups. In this way, memorization becomes a shared expression of discipleship instead of merely an isolated personal achievement. What an encouragement such a practice could be.
Ultimately, the discipline of scripture memorization requires us to recover a biblical conviction, that God's Word deserves a primary place in our hearts and lives. As we consistently and intentionally store Scripture in our minds, it will help shape our thought patterns, our habits, and even our daily actions. It can become a very helpful means of our spiritual formation.